And believe me, it's something that we're trying to do. I mean, you know, I think we kept four clean sheets in my first six or seven games, I think. But at that time, we had a very stable, you know, back five, midfield three, however we want to see it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, that's been upset a little bit with injuries. And we've had to rotate a little bit in there, and we haven't found that blend that we had earlier on, but it's certainly something that we're looking for.
I'm sure when you do your debriefs and stuff, you'll be talking about it. What's the player's view of it? Where does it go? Is it a collective thing? Is it defending from the front, or is it just the back four or changes? What have you arrived at?
No, it's a collective thing, but there's an awful lot. We end up with a lot of possession in a lot of games, you know, and we call it rest defending, where you've got to be concentrated when, you know, we lose the ball. You know, and I look at Hull's chances last week, and one of them comes from us losing the ball with a pass into Connor. He takes a touch and the lad robs him. Another one was Hutz goes to head it back. Another one was a defensive transition. There's not many teams that score well-worked goals against us. It's, you know, a quick counter-attack and a break. And, you know, it's the concentration levels that has to be there. I mean, defending's a mentality as well, you know. You want to keep the ball out of the back of your net, and you know, we've been speaking regularly about that, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll start keeping clean sheets soon.
At this level, if you switch off, you're going to get punished, and more so even in the Premier League, it'll happen. But you know, how do you? I mean, you can work on so many things in training. How do you work on people's concentration and focus?
Well, you have to keep talking about the rest defending, being bright when you've got possession and you're looking to open the opposition up. You know, as soon as that you lose that ball, then you've got to be ready for it. And, you know, goalkeepers are one of the biggest ones. I mean, you know, they don't see the ball for 80 minutes of the game, you know, so they've got to be bright when that, you know, that comes about. So it's keeping yourself mentally attuned, and, you know, it's something that you have to work on individually, but we help them collectively as well.
Paul Lambert brings his Ipswich side back. Paul Lambert was here, of course, and I would imagine, looking at social media, he's going to get a little bit of stick from the Villa fans. Can that be used positively for you if there's a lot of focus on the opposition and their manager?
No, I mean, our focus has to be on ourselves. You know, I hope he gets a decent reception. You know, he's been a manager here. But for me, it's about what we go and do on the football pitch. And, you know, as I said, if we play with the intensity that we played in the second half against Hull City, you could hear from the supporters, they were behind us all the way. And that's what we have to regain. You know, we haven't won for the last few games at Villa Park. You know, we've had QPR before that, where, you know, we probably should have won the game with all the chances and possession we had in that game. But unfortunately, we've got done by counter-attacks again. So we have to make sure that we're not prone to counter-attacks, and, you know, we go and play with the intensity that we can get the supporters' bums off the seats.
What do you expect on the pitch from Ipswich? I mean, a tough game, but how do you expect them to play? What do you expect them to do? Will they sit back? Will they counter-attack? How do you expect?
No, they'll be organised. I mean, I saw them at Stoke, you know, in December, and they were very unlucky at Stoke. They've brought a lot of different players in now. They'll be well organised, and they'll have a threat. You know, they've got Colin Quaynard up front from Huddersfield. Will Keane's up there. They've got Judger, they brought Judger in from Brentford, who I had. Callum Elder, left back, who I had at Brentford as well, who was at Leicester. So they've got some good players. You know, unfortunately for them, the results haven't gone too well, and they're sat at the bottom of the league. So they'll be fighting too for now. And obviously Gingy's there as well, who trained, you know, all during December for us. So we've got to concentrate on making sure that we play at an intensity on the ball and off the ball. And you know, if we go and keep that clean sheet that we desire, I'm sure we'll go on and win the game.
The mood, just finally, the mood in the dressing room, still confidence, still belief?
Yeah, there's not been a lack of confidence. As I said, after the game last week again, we need to start turning these draws into wins. That's the frustrating part of it. Because we haven't played too bad in a lot of the games. There's been an anomaly, as I said, against Wigan. Yeah, the FA Cup game is very forgetful. Apart from that, we've actually played well enough to win games. We just conceded soft goals.